那我们到美国去的时候，我们会带着中国人的眼光去看美国。
我觉得这是一个就是去国外的一个很常见的一个现象吧。
对，你会带着你身上的文化影响和标记，
对，
去评判其他的国家。
对。
对吧？
对对对对对对对。
不仅是文化之间，你看我们去随便评判别人说话的时候，是不是带着自己先入为主的观点
啊
去评判别人呢？
我举个例子啊，我原来跟一个英国人住在一起，然后您说我们文化差的那么远吗？差的
不太远，
真的不太远。
英美文化其实很多相似之处的。
但是呢，你知道吗？他说他经常批评我说，我去那个买 groceries 的时候，可能会买就是一个礼拜的 groceries。然后他说啊，你为什么要这样做？我们一般是在内地，我们一般买一天的东西，比如说我们今天晚上想做什么什么什么做饭啊，那么我们在当天的上午专门去商场买东西，
买新鲜的。
对。然后他就很奇怪的看着我，批评我。
哎呦，英国人还批评美国人，你为什么要采购一周的东西？
对。然后我在想，那么我们就可以省时间吗？可以省事儿吗？
其实我觉得这是人和人的差距吧。那肯定也有英国人自己先囤一周的东西啊。
对。哦，还有，他批评我，就是说我因为我原来跟他住在一起嘛，然后在他的那个洗澡间，我发现。只有一块肥皂而已，没有 shampoo， 没有那个 conditioner 什么的，没有 body wash。 我说那个哥们儿，我说你的那个 shampoo， 你的洗发绿在哪儿呢？他说就是在那儿啊，我就是用那个肥皂啊。他说你用什么？我说我用洗发露啊。
他用肥皂洗头。
对，我说这什么东西啊？
哎呀，这个我不知道这是不是文化差异哈？
对，
这个这是不是
对
有
这什么意思？
奇葩出现这个就不知道了。
、
是不是外星人的问题？这个我们就不知道了。所以我们就为了这个事情举例，就说叫 ethnocentric， 就是你站在一方自己的观点来看别人，就是这种意思哈。
啊，
然后后来呢，这个下一句话就更好玩。后来呀，我去哪儿哪儿都得排大队呀，哎，让我有点崩溃了。
哇、
哦！啊，小高觉得觉得还是有点不舒服。这到哪儿怎么中国人那么多呀？哈，
那么多呀，
都得排队哈。
是挺多的呀，是挺多的呀。
哎、这句话也有意思哦，去哪儿哪儿都得排大队，让我有点崩溃了。来听各位同学怎么说。
Okay, Jackie Wu says, lining up for a long time wherever I go really makes me fall apart.OK， 因为原句是没有就是时态的分别，所以我这次就不这么看时态。
好的，那就放过大家一马啊。
Okay, so lining up for a long time wherever I go really makes me fall apart. 很好啊、so he says really makes me fall apart. OK， well that's more like the 崩溃的直译。我们一般不怎么直译崩溃。有另外一个说法啊，
有稍微崩溃的说法。那 JK 我还说，我可不可以用 drive me crazy？
Yes， you can definitely
drive me up the wall。
Yes， yes，
也很好，
非常好。
好的吧？ So,
叮叮叮 ，Jackie Wu， 呼呼呼呼。
刚才小刚有的同学说呀，说这个 ethnocentric 这个词可不可以是民族中心主义的？我觉得也可以。也算是民族中心主义的。
It's a little different. We have a specific word which is nationalism.
Nationalism.
That's nationalism.
更是民族中心主义的。
Like, for example, nationalism and ethnocentrism. Yeah, I think they're different.
还是不一样。
I think they're different.、
再查一查哈。亮亮点，亮亮点。
Waiting in very long lines everywhere made me a bit frustrated. Okay. Now I would say this. I would say a bit frustrated.It's not big enough, because, 有点崩溃了，是真的是更大了，就你真的快要疯掉了。
所以你这个有一点点受挫，还不足以说明那种要崩溃的夸张。
对 ，a bit frustrated 的意思就是我有一点点的烦，
不舒服。
Yeah, 一点点的不舒服。
啊，意义还不够大、
yeah.
哈，暗夜睡觉觉去。
Okay, I was totally freak out. Okay, 如果想用 freak out 的话，很好。但是我们是这么用的啊 ，I totally freak out wherever I go. Here, okay. I totally freaked out wherever I went to. All need to. Okay.
后面就不顺了吧？
我帮你建立一个完整的句子啊。I totally freak out wherever I go, where I have to wait in a long line.
哎、
yeah. ，
你把它弄顺了。
I freak out whenever I have to wait in a long line. Yeah, that's perfect. I freak out whenever I have to wait in a long line.
I freak out whenever I have to wait
in a long line.
In a long line.
That's right.
Whenever I have to wait in a long line.
Yeah. Oh, 说起这个 ethnocentrism, 说起英语和美英的。我告诉你 Monica, 我们的下一个听众朋友他说 It's really freaking me out to queue up everywhere. 你知道吗英国人他们说 queue up.
我们就是小时候就这么学的。
Yeah, 美国人说 line up.
英国人 queue up, 美国人 line up.
但是我是这么想的啊即便他们说 queue up, 我不觉得他们奇怪。
因为人家就那么用、啊。
对。
那 Monica 这句话怎么样啊
我觉得非常好 Monica。
好的。
我觉得非常好 Monica。
是不是准备要送书给他呀
Monica, 你知道吗你恭喜你啊。你得了一本书。
你真的送了他送书。
真的。
你觉得他哪用得好啊 It really freak me out.
Yeah, it's really freaking me out to queue up everywhere. Because I said I'm not worrying about 食材。It's really freaking me out to queue up everywhere. Oh my gosh, Monica.
好的。
写的怎么这么好
那就今天把签名书送给你啊
OK
小小明
小小明 While I go everywhere I should line up While I go How about this OK Wherever I go I have to line up Which makes me crazy Which makes me crazy
Which makes me crazy
Yeah
好了
Yeah Wherever I go I have to line up Which makes me crazy
好的嗯，赤豆元晓
The long, long queues here and there really drove me at the end of my fuse. How about this? Really drove me to the end of my fuse.
哎呀，就是小小的一个 to 啊。
Yeah, yeah, drove me to the end of my fuse.
大家都有自己各种不同的表达方式啊，你都拿出来试一试呗，看看行不行得通啊，在这种情况下。
Yeah.
保护地下水更有意思，他说。
Waiting in long lines everywhere made me kind of down. Yeah.
Down, yeah. 有点不开心。
Yeah, so here we, that's not quite 有点崩溃的意思、
嗯、
有点这个是有点郁闷有点伤心是吧
有点郁闷跟有点崩溃不一样哦同学们。
That's right.、
Coin.
Yeah, Coin says this, lining up wherever I go really drives me crazy. Hey, 很好。
不错送书送书。
Oh my gosh, Coin. Coin.
恭喜你。
哇
送书
You got a shoe
You got a shoe
You got not a shoe You got a book
You got a book
I gotta keep、
right.
my shoe Because I needed to go to walk home
温小锤
Okay 温小锤 Queuing in a long line Wherever you go Makes me freak out somehow、makes, Queuing in a long line Wherever you go
Freaks me out
Yeah freaks me out Freaks me out Okay But we don't need somehow We don't need somehow
哎后面其实不需要 somehow.
Yeah, yeah interesting. Okay.
最后一位是 Dora.
I collapse on the endless queue everywhere in China. Ah, so Dora、also did more of a direct translation of 崩溃。
哎 ，collapse 是地震的时候房子突然垮了。
That's right. That's right.
那个叫崩溃啊，
that's
人的精神崩溃呢。还有另外一些说法的，比如说 drive me crazy.
Drive me crazy. Drive me. Drive me up the wall.
Drive me up the wall.
Drive me bonkers.
Drive me bonkers.
Yeah. Drive me nuts.
Drive me nuts.
Yeah.
除了 drive 之外，小高老师今天还教我们一个有点崩溃的说法。
Yeah.
他说
，eventually，
最后
，the long lines wherever I went started to take a toll on me.
The long lines, wherever I went. 啊，去哪儿哪儿都排大队这事儿啊 started to, 开始。好，有个短语来了，叫 take a toll on me.
Yeah.
Take a toll on somebody 的意思就是。
If something takes a toll on you, then it causes suffering or damage to something, right?
对某人造成某种精神上的伤害。
Yeah. Let's see here. So for example, the 12 years of doing homework every night after school really took a toll on my social
Come
skills.
Come on, who else doesn't?
That's right, yeah. Let's see here. The cable bills and the TV bill that I pay every month really took a toll on my bank account, right? Because I had to pay a lot of money every month.To watch my HBO and、oh. NBC and
就是每个月就得去交那个有线电视费呀、啊。
That's right.
真的对我的银行账户造成很大的伤害。
Yeah, that's right.
所以它还不仅仅是精神上的伤害，就对某人造成伤害。
That's right.
对某事儿造成伤害，叫 take a roll on something. Something take a toll on something.
That's right.
就这么用，说这排队这事儿啊 started to take a toll on me， 哎呀真的对我造成伤害了，真的让我有点崩溃了，
那是
我都有点受不了了，这事儿哪哪都排队，你现在习惯了吗排队这件事情？
Yeah, now I'm like totally numb, like I don't mind at all.
啊太好了。
Yeah.
啊行吧，我能理解，我能理解。
Yeah, I can understand that.
I can understand that. 那么你有没有遇到语言障碍呢？
What about the language barrier?
What about the language barrier?你中文说的那么好，可一开始就没有遇到困难吗？
You speak pretty good Chinese now.
You speak pretty good Chinese now.
But didn't you have a hard time when you first arrived?
But didn't you have a hard time when you first arrived? Didn't you have a hard time? 又来了 ,have a hard time, 做某事很艰难。When you first arrive,、mm. 刚刚到来，初来乍到时 ,first arrive.、
Ooh.
小高说有过艰难啊。
I did have a hard time.
I did have a hard time. 但是遇到困难反而让我更想学习这门语言。
哦、oh.。
来第三部分的同学微信挑战。
Okay, here we go. We got Rebecca Q says, but when I run into problems, I really wanted to learn this language well. How about this? Because here it says, 而让我更想学这门语言。
哎。
So,What wasn't translated here was the, 我更想，对，我更想学习。
有一个 even more 的意思在里面，你没有翻译出来。
That's right. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Let's go on to Miss Willa here. Willa says, when I meet difficulties,、
mm-hmm.
yeah, or how about this, I like what Rebecca said better, when I run into problems.
哎，咱们用上 running to 吧。
That's right. Which spurs me to learn the language. But think about this, Willa.This sentence here is not exactly a full sentence. You said, when I meet difficulties, then you want to say, I do something. But your next clause is, which spurs me to learn the language. So let's think about our structure here, our logical structure.
微蓝这句话里没有主句的。
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about 发扬。
飞扬。
Oh, 飞扬。Oh, yeah. What am I saying? 发扬。
发扬雷锋精神呢。
Okay. But the difficulties I met let me...Wanna learn the language instead. Okay, so again, we don't have the 我更让我更想学这门语言
Even more 到哪去了呀
That's right. Okay.、
小南瓜呢
没问题小南瓜呀 says, after I encountered difficult or challenge, right? How about this? We usually don't encounter difficulties or challenges. After I run into difficulties or problems, right? That makes me willing to learn this language more. Ah,他至少有那个
more
更想对
好
okay
行 Kathleen
Kathleen says but more defeat heals brave、
Ooh.
不太清楚 more challenges make me more like studying this language、
more want to
yeah I think well the good thing is that you definitely understood that you needed the word more、which is good so okay Kathleen let's put that on a side for nowAnd listen to how I tackled this problem.
江水燕
When hardship hits, the idea of learning Chinese is at its best. The idea of learning Chinese is at its best. Okay.、Hmm. When hardship hits. Okay, you know what? I like this. The idea of learning Chinese is at its best. Okay. It's different. A very, very, very different approach. You didn't quite capture that.You want to study Chinese more, but, you know, okay, I'll take it, it's no problem.
意思没有完全表达清楚。最后一位是春风杨柳 Kelly.
But instead, I want to learn the language which... No, wait. I want to learn the language much when I'm in trouble. Ah, you're close. So you know, not much. I want to learn the language more when I run into troubles.
有一个更多要看表达怎么表达出来。我来看小高老师怎么说的。他说呀，来。
Okay, this is what I said. Okay, get ready.
But
that made me want to learn the language even more.
就这么简单。That 主语 make me 谓语 want to learn the language even more.
That's right.
就这么简单。That make me want to learn the language even more.
就这么简单。
前面是 I did have a hard time.
That's right.
But that made me want to learn the language even more.
That's right.
过了差不多两周。
After only 2 weeks or so,
我就能简单的描述我的需求了。
I was able to get my wants and needs without a problem.
哎，我觉得这短语很好哎。
Yeah.
I was able to get my, 什么叫 get my wants and needs, 想要的东西
That's
right.
Wants
and needs.
That's right, my wants and needs, right? So think about it. I want to go to the bookstore.
I 想去书店
Yeah, I need to see the doctor.
我要去看医生
Yeah, I want a...一大碗牛肉面、
oh, 我要盖饭
yeah,、right? 等等等等 my,
这就是我的 wants and needs
yeah, these are my wants and needs
就简单的一些生活需求
That's
是吧、
right.
我就能够 I was able to get my wants and needs without a problem、啊、就能够简单的去描述我的需求了就这么简单小高说哇那很了不起哦
Wow, that's amazing
That's amazing So, 那你再说说找个中国女朋友容易吗？问人家这个问题哈。
So tell me, were you able to find a girlfriend here?
Were you able to find a girlfriend here? 诶，交个中国女朋友跟交个美国女朋友有什么不同啊？
Is having a girlfriend in China different than one in the United States?
诶, is having a girlfriend in China different than one in the United States?
That's right.
Different than the one in the United States?、
Mm.
你猜他怎么说？诶，我现在有个可爱的女朋友了。
Yeah, I have a sweet girlfriend now.
I have a sweet girlfriend now. Sweet 就是可爱的。
啊，可爱的。
哎，其实我跟你说吧。
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Okay. To be honest.
To be honest, 我们的关系里啊，遇到最大的问题还真的不是文化的问题。
The biggest problems we've had in our relationship aren't necessarily cultural.
The biggest problem we've had in our relationship.我们关系里遇到最大的问题呢 aren't 还不是 necessarily cultural necessarily 是什么意思
就是不一定是文化方面的
哎，就不一定 necessarily aren't necessarily 一个意思就是不一定不一定是文化方面的而是什么呢而是那些寻常男女朋友间都会遇到的问题
just normal boyfriend and girlfriend issues that aren't related to culture
normal boyfriend and girlfriend issues 问题普通的寻常的男女朋友间的问题 that 什么问题呢 aren't related to culture 跟文化没有关系 aren't related to culture 比如说花钱哦不 sorry 花时间都陪陪对方什么的
Like spending enough time with each other.
Like spending enough time with each other. 是不是没有什么太大问题啊？
对啊，没有什么太大问题。
不会有文化方面的差异吗？比如说，
一般不会的，一般不会的。
除非见家长可能会有
啊，对
啊，一般生活里可能没有什么文化方面的差异。原来如此啊。
I see.
I see 是原来如此。那有没有你觉得什么是你住在这儿比住在美国家乡好的呢？
Is there anything you like better about living here than in your hometown?
你发现没有小高老师的这些话说的都很顺哈
That's right.
都很顺都很 fluent.
还可以。
Is there anything you like better? 有没有你喜欢的更喜欢的事儿 about living here, 在这儿住着你更喜欢的事儿 than in your hometown? 比在美国家乡好呢更喜欢呢有当然有。
Of course.
Of course. 当然有了比如说吧。我觉得住在这儿呢，感觉比在底特律安全。
I feel a lot safer here than in Detroit.
I feel a lot safer here in Detroit. 为什么？
Well, especially at night.
Especially at night. 为什么？
Because, I don't know, I just do. it just is.
就是感觉安全啊。
Yeah.
毕竟在中国没有人带着枪吧。
It's not a gun thing. It's not a gun thing. It's just, you know...
后面可能你解释了、
yeah.
就是说呢有那么多人不容易让你感觉到孤单
The amount of people here makes it hard to feel lonely
The amount of people 是什么意思、
人口人口
人
大大的人口
人口的数量、
yeah.
The amount of people here 人口的这个数量啊 makes it hard to feel lonely 让这件事情呢、yeah. 就是让你很难啊感觉到孤单还有就是、yeah. 还有
Also,
还有，因为我说英语，所以呢，人都想跟我交朋友。
Since I can speak English, everyone is interested in being my friend.
大家看到没有？这个句子结构里，哈，就像我们昨天所说的，外国人他一定要加连接词，因为我会说英语。Since I can speak English, everyone is interested in being my friend. Interested in doing something 啊。In being my friends, 想当我的朋友。我从来没有找不到语伴的烦恼哦。
I've never had a problem finding a language partner.
I've never had a problem finding a, 什么叫 language partner?
A language partner, you know, a U-bar, someone who you can practice your language with.
你觉得管用吗？
Oh my gosh, yes, it's a 必须的 it's a necessity. yeah.
好在哪儿啊 language partner?
Well, you know, a language partner, for one thing, they can help you not only learn the language, but you can also learn the culture of the target country where you're listening in or where you're visiting. And like I said, who knows, you also have an opportunity to...you know, have them develop into a really good friend,、
mm.
right? So you might end up with not only a language partner and better language skills, but a good friend for a lifetime.
嗯，语伴还有可能发展成一生的好朋友哦。
Yeah. 哎，
那你应该有很多，不是说是女伴了，你也有很多语伴吧？
In the beginning, you know what I did? I really, really did. I had about three that who I would meet with constantly.Yeah, constant, three. I mean, that's a lot, actually. Three, that's a lot.
难怪中文那么好呢。
啊，
一开始有三个中国朋友跟你说。
Yeah. But you know what? I did, just like our book that we have, I would read from a Koyu book with my partner. And then I would just try and read it as fast as I could. And it's natural. And those CDs are so important. Really.
明白了，明白了啊。Language partner 很重要啊，这里也是一个提醒。
Yeah.
你看小姚老师汉语这么好，都是跟语伴练出来的呀。
Yeah.
来，最重要的是，我太喜欢这儿的美食了。
No, but most of all?
Most of all?
I love the food here.
I love the food here. 走，这就吃点去。
Come on, let's go eat.
Come on, let's go eat. 说吃咱就吃。
Now you know that this story 肯定是由我写的。
我觉得也是，逃脱不了的吃的风格呀。哎，怎么办啊哈？好，小高老师，那您现在就赶紧帮我们把这段话来一遍吧，估计时间也不够了。
Okay, I'll give it my best shot, okay?
Best shot.
So, Xiao Gao, now that you've been living abroad for so many years, what were some of the difficulties you ran into? Is there anything that you still have a hard time coping with? That's a good question. I can honestly say that my life as an expat in China has been quite pleasurable. A lot of expats living abroad say that they feel lonely.But I actually felt less lonely in China. I think it's because there's so many people here in Beijing. Who could possibly feel lonely here? What about culture shock? What were some of the things that were hard to adjust to? Well, when I first came to China, I was in my early 20s. Everything was new and exciting. I actually liked how different everything was, believe it or not. It wasn't until about 2 years later when I started being ethnocentric.Eventually, the long lines wherever I went started to take a toll on me. Yeah, I can understand that. What about the language barrier? You speak pretty good Chinese now, but didn't you have a hard time when you first arrived? I did have a hard time, but that made me want to learn the language even more. After only 2 weeks or so, I was able to get my wants and needs without a problem. Wow, amazing. So, tell me, were you able to find a girlfriend there?Is having a girlfriend in China different than one in the United States? Yeah, I have a sweet girlfriend now. To be honest, the biggest problems we've had in our relationship aren't necessarily cultural, just normal boyfriend and girlfriend issues that aren't related to culture, like spending enough time with each other. I see. Is there anything you like better about living here than in your hometown? Of course. I feel a lot safer here than in Detroit, especially at night.The amount of people here makes it hard to feel lonely. Also, since I can speak English, everyone is interested in being my friend. I've never had a problem finding a language partner. But most of all, I love the food here. Come on, let's go eat.
感谢大家收听今天的节目。